Over these last couple of weeks, we've been looking at what it means to live out our big dreams in life. But what about your dream, the one that God's created just for you? What does that look like? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective as we take another look at the big dream for your life. Good to be with you again today on this Friday, end of another week. These last 2 weeks, we've been chatting about living out the big dreams that God lays on our hearts. And I'm always conscious when you talk about dreaming that, well, we're all in different places in life. Some people are on top of the world at the moment. That might be you. Your life might be just going on just wonderfully well. On the other hand, you may be in the depths of despair. You may be coming out of that on the way to being on top of the world. Or maybe you were on top of the world last month and you feel like life is slipping a bit. We're all at different places on that roller coaster of emotions and life. I had an email from the vice president of a large, successful global organization recently. It's based in the USA. And it said this. He said, Bernie, I have 10 years left in the job and I'm kind of laying out my priorities. I want to do a bit of dreaming. What should I achieve? What do you think? He asked me the question. So I gave him an opinion that jolted him. It was something he didn't expect. And so it's Friday. We always like to look at the subject that we've been talking about during the week from the perspective of someone who's asked a question. And today we're doing that in relation to this man who is the vice president of international operations in a large, global, very successful organization. Now, this man is a mature Christian. I've known him for many years. He's been walking with the Lord all his life, serving God. And he asked my opinion in the early stages of a process of dreaming. And it's a good thing to do. He said, look, I have 10 years before I retire. I'd like to map out what's my dream for these next 10 years. I just don't want to sit in the chair. I'd like to achieve some stuff. What's my dream? What are my aims? When I retire, what would I like to look back on over these 10 years? A really good thing to do. But as is often the way, in the early stages, we don't have all the pieces and we don't know how all of the pieces of that dream fit together. We need to deal with the ambiguity and the uncertainty. When I looked at his dream, I read through some of the things he had there. Somehow to me, the pieces were too small. They were too operational. They were too much about his organization rather than the people that he was wanting to help. So this is how I answered his email. In helping you put some of the pieces of the puzzle in place, I'd first like you to tell me, what sort of a dream do you have in mind? I mean, is this a dream of relative safety, bite-sized, achievable chunks, flags outside the office, notches on the belt, as it were, to help you ride out the last 10 years of your job with satisfaction? Or is it a big dream, one that's so large and so unachievable without the Lord that it lies utterly outside your personal comfort zone? It's exciting and terrifying all at once. I don't mean to be unkind in asking the question, but I think that when we're dreaming, it's an entirely healthy question to ask. In fact, it's the question. Psalm 2 verse 8 says, "Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession." Now, for someone in your role, there's one heck of a dream. Tell me, what sort of a dream do you have in mind? He sent me an email back saying, I wish you'd stayed in bed this morning. But he said, you know something? You've asked me exactly the right question. And so now he's gone away to think about his dream. Big dreams are always outside our comfort zones. We have a big God. We have a huge God. A God who loves this world so much that he has huge plans to use small, ordinary, fallible people like you and me to touch the world with his love. What about your dream? Let's just focus on your dream for a minute. What does that look like? When you look back at the end of your life, on the time between this moment and that, what would you like to have achieved? What would you like to have done? First question, are you satisfied with your life right now? The way that life is going, what you're doing, how you're spending your time, how the energies are being spent. How satisfied are you with your life right now? The chances are, if you're living out that one thing that God made you to do, you'll have a sense of deep satisfaction. But if you have a dream out there somewhere and you've never stepped towards it, you've never said, I'm going to live that dream, my hunch is your level of satisfaction is pretty low. The statistics say that 85% of people in this world do not enjoy their jobs. 85%. Are you one of those 85%? My second question is, are you walking this path with Jesus Christ? Is he your Lord? Is he your friend? Is he the one that guides everything in your life? Because if he's not, my hunch is the satisfaction won't be there for you either. In fact, maybe you've been listening to this stuff over the last couple of weeks, thinking, I wouldn't actually mind having Jesus as my Lord. I'm going to pray a prayer right now, and you might want to pray that prayer with me to invite Jesus into your heart. Father, I believe that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to walk this earth and to be nailed to a cross and to die for me, to pay for my sins so that I could be forgiven. Father, I am sorry for all the things that I have done wrong in my life, and today I make a decision to turn away from those things. Lord, I accept you into my heart to be my Lord and my Saviour, and I want to live the rest of my life for you, living out the plan that you have for my life. I want to know you, I want to touch you, I want to experience you. I pray this in Jesus' name. The third question is, have you embraced the dream that he's laid on your heart? And think back, what's the one thing that has always burned in your heart that you want to be or want to do? Have you embraced it? Have you said, yes, I'm going to follow Jesus in that dream? Do you have the courage to step out of your comfort zone to a big dream, a scary dream, and then lay it down at God's feet and say, Lord, this is the dream. If you're in it, if it's your dream, if it's your will for me, I will follow it no matter what the cost to me. But if it's not your dream, if I'm on the wrong track, if I haven't got this right, Lord, I lay it down. I don't want to go down that path. Have you had the courage to do that? And are you prepared to pay the price? Because there's always a price. There's always a cost to following a dream. Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. It's a picture of sacrifice. Satisfaction comes in sacrifice. And when you step out and you follow Jesus into this dream, are you prepared to walk through a wasteland? Are you prepared to feel lost some days? And put all of your faith, put all of your hope in him and trust him to bring the dream about. And when you come across opposition, big bits of opposition that frustrate you, that scare you, will you go and attack them with your faith in God's word? And when you see people whose God-shaped need fits your God-shaped dream, will you love them? Will you touch them with God's love? In this entertainment age where we have larger-than-life celebrities and we see people succeeding and living out the plan that God has for their lives, we look at their success and we conclude, well, that can't possibly be for me. No, it can't be for me. But truly, truly, I tell you, God is calling you today. God's plan is to take ordinary old you, just the way you are, just with the one or two gifts or abilities that you have, and to mix his love and power with those, and to do something extraordinary through you. Is the aim to make you a celebrity? No, that's not God's aim. But to give you the exquisite and unique pleasure, a pleasure that can only be found in Jesus Christ, to live your God-shaped dream out in your life, meeting the God-shaped need of the people around you with his love. That is awesome. That is so exciting. Now, will you go? Social media is a great way to stay connected with your friends and the world around you. And we'd like to invite you to be part of the Christianity Works community. The Christianity Works community is full of daily thoughts, devotions, and inspiration. So no matter what kind of day you're having, you can be encouraged. If you're on Facebook, search for the Christianity Works page and like us. When you do, you'll see some encouragement from your friends and community at Christianity Works, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, it's a library of thoughts and verses that you can share with your friends and family, so we'll be sharing God's word together. It's a great way to share the good news of Jesus amongst all the chaos. Amen. So like us on Facebook, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.